here. I mean, if they can't get
well, maybe they got in the States and they hitchhiked to the border.
Okay. It's extraordinary, really. It's because this place from 3 years ago has dramatically changed in terms of the people. I mean, I could be here for 2 or 3 weeks and not see a single black person. Not one. And now it's like every single race is accounted for in this place.
So
it's
Mexican
dramatic.
Is the new black. Like the,
it's a dramatic.
They say orange is the new black.
Okay, what are you saying, Roxy? What Mexicans are
in
the
fashion,
new black?
In fashion, no, in fashion, every season there's a color that is in trend, and they say this color is the new black.
Oh, okay, so black is the latest color flavor.
No, Mexican is the new black, I say.
What is Mexican?
It's like a color. It's like a new color.
Oh, okay, all right, yeah.
Season.
Okay, so let me sober you guys up. I'm going to play you. Now that ION is public and has agreed to talk about public things, we've all heard about Q. It's the biggest mystery of the first 2 years of Trump's administration. What the fuck is Q? You know about Q, Greg, right?
Well, I've been... Yes.
The counterpoint of the fake news.
Yes, and it's a communication from people don't know what. Some think it's from the White House because they'll post right before Trump tweets, like within 30 seconds. So their timing is uncanny. And they, if you track their content, apparently they've predicted a lot of things. So everybody, ION just posted, Greg, these Mexicans took a cruise or flew NetJet to Greg's house. They're looking for you, Greg. You're the only socialist left in Canada, the only Trotskyist or Korean, North Korean or something.
I'm not a Trotskyist.
You're the only North Korean. You're the only Soviet after image. So anyway, so Q, what is her name?
Madeline.
Yeah. Madeline is very big student of Q. Like, she should want to hear this. Maybe she will. Gene, you could email her. Did you tell Maddie earlier that Ian was here, Gene?
Yeah, she was here, but she had to go to sleep because she's got to go to work at 4 a.m.
Okay, so maybe she'll hear this later. Okay, so I'm going to play you guys. Here is what ION says. Now, it's very important, so I'm going to mute everybody so there's no interruption. Cool. Everybody's going to get muted, and Roxy has to be muted too or not do anything because she's right here on my phone.
Or should I hang up and listen? How long?
No. You can listen. Just don't make any moves. Don't rap
things.
No, but
how long is that? Because my battery dies.
It's 5 minutes.
Ah, okay.
All right. So everybody's muted. Now listen to this. What is Q? So here it comes. Okay, Ian, there was an interesting phenomenon during Trump's first couple of years was something called Q. And so everybody's wondering, what the heck is Q? Can you tell us what Q is? Who's making those communications or what is making those communications?
They're bumps.
They're bumps?
You know what a bump is?
No.
Okay. Bumps are what you come to. Bumps are what you come to when you are like echoes. Do you remember the series called Stranger Things?
Yes.
Remember that the goober monster, the other parallel thing bumping into things that nobody understood and everybody was scared of?
Yeah.
Those are cues. Those are cues. Did you get the cue? It's a cue. It bumps from other realms.
Aha! Uh-huh. So it's part of non-physical coming into physical.
Well, no, see?
They're physical, too. They're not non-physical. They're physical.
It's like Fringe. Fringe was, Belly was in a world, and it was a full world, real wide world, right?
Yeah.
He was communicating with a different world, which had different realities. And that's what some of this problem is, that everybody gets their pennies in a wad. There's no reason to, because it's not a bad thing. Okay, JW was gone for a minute or two, but he really wasn't gone. He was there.
Right.
People are doing what they do. It's really not all that. Ain't nobody hurt. Have you gone hungry in those few days, Bob?
No. Okay, so Q, people are marvel that Q will make a post and then Trump will post 45 seconds later.
Yeah.
And that's because they're in another realm and they can see what's going on, so they make the timing appear that way, correct?
Mm.
You, right. You agree?
No. Not exactly.
Oh. Are you talking to someone else there?
No. He has some help. He has some help.
You,
Q, talking about Q and Trump. Trump has a heads up.
Okay, so Trump, you said that he's being helped. Trump is being helped by Q, is what you're saying.
Right.
So it's kind of like
that's
he has
right.
a contact, ET contact or extra dimensional. Mm-hmm. Does he know that that's what's happening?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Now, he, in his talks, the fans of Q point out that he keeps making hand gestures, and it's a Q.
Correct.
Is he referring to Q when he does that consciously?
No. No.
Okay. Is his non-physical doing that?
Yes.
Okay. So he reads the Q notifications?
No.
Who reads them? Kushner?
No one. No one. He watches them on TV. They're on TV.
Right. So they get shown. And they help him in some way.
They just give him the heads up, that's all.
Right, because Michael Brown in South Africa, when it first happened, he was one of the first to notice it, he said, is that ion? So is Q connected to an ion communication?
Yes.
Okay, so he was intuiting correctly there.
Well,
so it's a sub communication by you, a subplot.
So do azaleas, though.
So is azalea?
Azalea, yes. The flower.
All right, so Trump is like Manasseh, King Manasseh of Israel. And he caused a lot of dissension, apparently, because he knocked out his father's stuff, but he was successful, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. So for biblical parallels, Trump is doing King Manasseh, and he's got extra help. I mean, Obama didn't have a Q helping him, correct?
Right. Right. Because he was an abomination.
Right. So ION is, you know, our products are in their world, and ION's in their world.
Precisely. Well, that's
and that's
point.
Another...
That's what you said. That's what you said 100 years ago.
Right. And that's another meaning of Trump is Bob in the White House. Bob with ION.
Correct.
Okay, there's the end. I'll unmute everybody.
Bob, was that from today?
A couple days ago.
Oh,
Thursday.
Oh, you were talking to ION, not on
we're always
the radio.
Greg, we're always talking to ION.
Okay. But that wasn't broadcast.
Yes, it wasn't broadcast. It's a private session, and
okay.
ION has not talked, is banned talking about politics and Trump and everything for 2 years with us. We didn't talk about anything political or whatever in the world for 2 years. But now that I was getting ready, because I knew I was coming on this weekend, I agreed to talk about some public things to give me some neat sound bites to play. So I asked about Q, and you just heard Gene. Madeline's going to be blown away by this.
Yes.
Okay, why is
Madeline's
going to
say... I predict that Madeline will say, I knew it was something like that. That's what she's going to say. I knew it was something psychic or ionic.
She won't be surprised.
Can you just paraphrase?
Wait a minute, Greg. Hold it, Greg. Greg, wait. I'm talking to the other people. I'm going to mute you, Greg. Would you just say, Gene? I'm trying to hear people.
I said she won't be surprised. I'm guessing that.
Yeah,
won't
she
be
could.
Surprised.
Well, yeah. She should be, but she won't. And,
no,
what do you
no, I'd say she's already assuming that Ion's involved.
Well, there was no reason to think that. Not one reason to think that Ion was involved.
Okay.
I always said he wasn't involved. And in a way, Ion's not involved. It's a very broad definition about, like he said, the flowers are communicating from Ion. See, it was a generalization. It meant nothing. But, you know,
well,
something particular there.
Something about different realms coming from different realms. They're bumps from other realms.
Well, Ion is non-physical. Okay, Ion is in all realms, but this thing is not non-physical. It's just another world, another physical world.
Yes, the other day I was watching a video about this Mandela effect.
Yeah.
And I was really shocked because they were saying some things have changed. And I remembered the old version. And now they say, now it is like this. Like, for example, the fairy tale of Snow White. They will say something like mirror, mirror on the wall, and then that phrase has changed. And I was like, no, I remember it was.
Yeah, I know.
Like
that's the Mandela
the other
effect.
Version. So I suppose this Mandela effect is also this type of we're interacting with another world. I don't know what happened.
No, you probably slept through this. Ayn explained a couple of hours ago that our bodies themselves are changing. That's why anatomy is not correct. Any visualization of what people say reality is limited and wrong. We don't recognize how much change goes on in reality constantly, even in our bodies. Mm-hmm. That's the message here. And, you know, the Mandela effect is just people being ready to see the changes because of different timelines fighting over what the Bible said.
But I do feel this change. I really feel like I'm another person, like, completely. You say the same, you know, like when you met me and now.
Right.
Many people tell me the same thing.
But it says it to all the Ionauts. They all get said that.
Yeah, that.
But see, we're the figures for the changes happening in matter. This is stuff that Ion's talked to us for the last 2 years. We know all about the change in chemistry, biology that's going on. And so Ion affects everything. The frequency of Ion affects every institution, every drug company, everything. Their drugs are becoming better in some realm, some aspects, a lot of them are bad, but they're becoming better because of what Ion's doing to matter.
Yes, and when I see the painting of Leonardo of the Jesus, like I am the light, In the facade of Notre Dame, Fulcanelli explained that there is a woman sitting on a throne. That's the cathedral. The cathedral is actually like a throne. And there is some stairs in front of her that go to her face. And she has a closed book and an open book to show that this in this building they have secret information and information for everybody. And the I am the light, the Jesus archetype, he usually had one hand pointing up with the two fingers pointing up, and on the other hand he was holding an open book. But in the version of Leonardo he has like a crystal, crystal ball.
Yeah.
And the symbol of the closed book and the open book to tell there is some information that is secret or is for everybody. He replaced the book with the crystal, and this painting was disappeared, and now it's again Ion set in Chile.
Yes.
Officially, nobody knows.
Well, people are attracted to it because it has a different kind of paint.
Yes, but I suppose the fact that he replaced the book with this crystal for me means that there are no more secrets or information that can be hidden. Like, even the president of the United States says, well, all news are fake, because he knows how this works, how all the news that are presented are actually...
The only information that's hidden now is what Ion's telling me and Carolyn. Because all the alchemical information is all obsolete. None of it applies. The archetype of darkness to light doesn't apply. None of that applies anymore. And so Ion hasn't told us everything. So Ion's withholding the information, the secrets.
Mm.
The secrets are only in Ion, because everybody else knows everything else, but everything they know is irrelevant.
Yes, but Macron, that I call Micron.
Yeah.
When he talked to the press about the fire, he said something in us burned. So he was making the cathedral the body. He's not talking about this building or
right.
Something. He was talking as if something in the human body had been burned. So I suppose they are really aware of these changes?
No, nothing burned. You hear Ion today saying the Notre Dame was nothing and irrelevant and burn more of them. They're not significant. But the oligarchy wants to pretend that they're significant. That's the last threads of the oligarchy, of the Rai principle, is that, oh, it's all gone, but we were part of it, and we are the bloodline from when it was significant.
But they communicate among themselves with this type of events or signs, like the 9/11 and
yeah, but nobody's paying attention to the signs. The signs are not valid. It's a process of engagement every day with your computers and the cell phone. That's tribal tactile involvement is what everybody's hypnotized by. No content has any staying power. Only Ion has content that's staying power, because it affects our food and everything.
But I think, for example, for people in France and in Europe, it was a real shock, because they already feel threatened by all the waves of Muslim migration, and now this was like, it represents so much that many see it really like the sign of the end of the Western civilization.
Oh, I got some information on that, but keep your eye on the chat line. Ion is commenting on what I'm saying, what you're saying, any of us are saying or typing on the chat line as we go, right now. There's all kinds of, you've got to notice when he types to see what he's responding to. But Ion said the reason Merkel, and anybody else that let the refugees in, is that because the wombs were closing and nobody was making enough babies anymore, so they let the refugees in to get more population. That's why Merkel did it. And I said, well, they're still closing. And Ion says, yes, that's true. They're still going to close. And then Ion said that's why China lifted their ban on families only having like one baby. They now let the Chinese have as many babies as possible, because they got worried about the lack of revolution or birth because the womb's closing. They don't know the womb's closing. They don't know that part.
But I was thinking the other day, we can be cloned, so that will be no problem.
No, we can't be cloned. They have to get you. They have to find you. You can hide or ignore them and probably be on such a frequency they won't notice you. Now, let's go over and see if Ion posts anything right then. Ion says it's ours to hold or withhold. And that was said a few minutes ago. So that's the secret information they have. It's for them to hold and release or withhold.
Yes, the body can regenerate eternally, then it makes sense that we don't need to have as many babies.
Yeah, that's right.
We want to stay here.
Mom.
Yes. Now, here's Gene. Gene seems to have taken the notes about the burning of Notre Dame that Ian talked about a few hours ago. She says, Ian's opening statement, "You're welcome." So they burned it down for our pleasure. Okay, you're welcome. Then they say the thing had to burn. It was going to fall in anyways. The world needed a little carbon. And then Ian says, so, yeah, when we run out of carbon, they'll just say, okay, burn something. And then Ian says, they are waiting to see who gets credit for it. Then they're going to make a mighty rushing wind blow and blow the rest of it down.
You know, in Mexico, there was a big debate because there's a lot of fires going on. Like last year in California, now everywhere is burning in Mexico.
Yeah.
And people were saying, oh, why do you care about Notre Dame where nature is burning? And why do they donate so much money for an old building?
Right.
Stones. And for me, there is no sense in saying nature is more important than the fruits of human labor.
Right.
Of.
Neither are important. Neither are important.
No, but, I mean, for me, it's really amazing the amount of information, like, in the techniques that were used in building these cathedrals.
Mm-hmm.
It was like the masters of the masters that were doing the glass windows, the metal.
Yeah, but did you hear Ian say they did it through frequency?
Yeah.
Yes, because even if they try to reproduce, there are some legends. Like there is a portal of the alchemists where the alchemists will get together, I think, on Saturdays.
Yeah.
And the metal decorations in this store are so impressive that there is a legend that the guy that made this thing had a pact with the devil because he accepted this work but was not sure he could achieve it. And so he made a pact with the devil and then he was able to do these amazing, impressive decorations with metal, and they're still there.
Right.
they survived.
Well, you know what he made a pact with Ion? Because Ion can be as demonic as any demon you ever experienced.
Well, the thing is, like in Kabbalah, they're all like archangels and angels. It's not like some are bad and some are good. They're just like entities that communicate with humans. And we want to think there is like an outer space and we have this picture of the black asshole. But for me, it's more like there is no... that's something I wanted to ask Kyle, but...
Well, you can ask him in a few hours. So I just posted...
But he's in on the chat line.
Yeah, he's on the chat line. He just responded to what we're talking about right now. Now, listen, Roxy. He says, frequency and ticky-tacky. Now I know why he's talking about the little houses, that corny little houses song from the 50s or 60s where the woman's driving down the highway by San Francisco and says, look at all the ticky-tacky houses. They're all the same. So it's frequency, which is very important, and then humans make ticky-tacky out of it.
Yes, and that's why the medias are so important, because they change our frequency in such a way, like our whole conception of art, our whole economy changes.
Yeah.
And this is the approach that was never done. That's why I find your chart so amazing, because it's a way of explaining in like a very simplified form all this complexity of all these things going on at the same time at so many levels.
Yeah, my chart's a rose window. It's a stained glass window. I just posted rose windows as well, besides frequency and ticky-tacky, so I'll take that. When you look at my chart, it's like looking at a stained glass window. It's a memory theater. You remember the preachers would use the stained glass window to remind them of their sermons in the churches.
No, you say the guy that made the metal decorations of the alchemist portal work with iron, and I suppose they say the windows too, because They're very famous in the...
Right. I meant if they work with a demon, they work with Ion. And Ion, you know, people who tuned in today and never heard Ion would, especially when I was talking to you and talking to a few of the early people, Ion sounded fucking demonic, okay? He wasn't listening, or he probably was listening, but he was just going on and on like a fucking maniac. That is the demonic that Ion can put on. It's not a thing that's going to hurt us, but the people's notion of demonic is very childish.
Listen, or look at what Ion just
like
posted.
Charges.
Yeah, this is a multimedia coffee enigma. Coffee don't fax or shit. You can't fax coffee.
Coffee don't fax.
The burning of Notre Dame. I was on my bike the day after Notre Dame was burned, and I was thinking, Ion has such a sense of humor that, like, I landed into all these topics through Frank Zappa.
Yeah.
And I really like how they did it. It was not like some type of initiation or whatever.
Right.
You know, mystical.
You like the way Ion presents themselves. And here's an example.
It was more like through popular culture and monsters and all this that we landed.
Well, Ion just described. You're saying you like the way Ion did present themselves. They present themselves as a multimedia coffee enigma. People listen to Ion like they're drinking coffee or while they're drinking coffee, and it's multimedia. So, see, the show is still going on, but Ion's not speaking. They're typing right now.
Yes, and yesterday I was thinking about the chart, how it really has so much information, and I was thinking... Because other way to try to explain all these different levels of things affecting each other and doing the alchemy of the environment, it's only the Finnegan's Wake. And then I was biking and I found a box and it had Dubliners and the Finnegan's Wake.
Ah.
The book.
Wow.
I was like, this is like yes. Okay.
Yes, you get the message.
Yes, so.
Okay, so Ion told me to start the show with the theme song from the Medici's TV show. It's called Medici Masters of Florence and then the word Renaissance. That's the symbol of what we're doing. We're creating a Renaissance here. Now, Ion just posted. Did you save the Finnegan's Wake book, Roxy?
Yeah.
Okay, well, he just posted. He just told you to go to page 146.
Okay.
And we have done 146 before. I recognize that page. But look at this. Ion is always saying that I've been fighting with the Medicis for 600 years over the money. And he said it again today, referencing something. We brought it up, and he said, well, that's you fighting the Medicis for the money. Oh, yeah, Nicholas of Cusa. And the Medici money, so the fight. So the Medicis, they may be the only people with money over the last 500 years on the most profound way. So they set up a Renaissance with visual bias.
That's why Frank I married his son to Caterina de' Medici.
Right, right. Oh, guess what? Ion told us the other day that Francis I was a flaming homosexual. It seems that they all were.
Well, he was a very good friend of Leonardo at the end, so...
Well, you know why?
Yes,
because I'd have to excerpt it. Oh, you know why? Tell me why. Why was he
good
friend?
Well, Leonardo was also gay.
No. That's not the reason. The School of Athens painting is a painting of the empire. Now, the empire would be the books and whatever the Greeks in Constantinople brought over to Florence, to the Medicis. And Ion said that Leonardo brought the Codex, which is the secret codex in the Vatican, which it gives the clue to the painting of the Sistine Chapel that you can see under a black light. So the Codex, you want to ask about the Codex, that is what... So listen, wait, sentence hasn't been finished. So Francis I brought in Leonardo so he could get the Kodak. He only was interested in getting the Kodak, which then would help him beat the Medicis.
And you know who had the Kodak? Who bought the Kodak?
Well, Leonardo did.
Like 2 days ago. No, the Bill Gates, you know that his name is Gates.
Yes.
Because Ayan also told me something about the third gate.
Right.
When we were talking, he bought the what is known as the Leonardo Codex.
Right. Because that's the Kodak. That's the EX. Now, you have to understand, I have whole sessions on this with Ion back in 2009, the difference between the Codex and the Kodak. The Kodak's a secret thing. Now, I don't. Oh.
Maybe.
Ion just posted something. I have to stop. I just got orders to shut up, Bob. Shut up.
But
look, Roxy, look at it. Look what he says. He says it for all the world to see. Bill Gates doesn't have it. Someone else has it.
You know, I always found it really stupid that they say Leonardo wrote backwards because he was trying to hide his knowing.
Right.
Like, oh, please, if you have a mirror, you can see it. It's like, I mean, you can't even read it without a mirror.
Right.
So that was not the reason, but...
Well, Ion gave us a reason. He liked making palindromes. Today, he said that. He went into it. I missed a lot of it, but he said that it was written. He answered your question.
They showed me the Joe Soy that is a palindrome.
Yeah. And they, I guess he wanted Leonardo like that. But the secret codex, you can ask Ion if the secret codex is the one that Gates got.
Yes, because I think you have to see the paper through the light.
Yeah.
To get something else.
Right.
So you have to have the original thing.
And all they could
do. That's why he wrote backwards.
Well, the only astounding thing that these great mystics could tell us is what was going to happen with Iondom. That is the greatest story.
Yes, because that's the thing when I say that there is a Da Vinci Code. But it's actually about the air and it drops, you know, like the stairs in Chambord is Leonardo's version of the stairs and ladders.
Yeah.
It's the serpent and the column that goes to the light.
Right.
At the
but,
same time, so, go together. But,
so what are we going to do?
It's about you. It's not whatever
that's
they,
right.
they tell.
I ask Ion, do you want to do a public class on some scripture, some... book, text, movie, and they said, well, we'll think about that. But the thing is, it would just show us it was about us. So we don't need to keep going over that everything's about us.
Yes, but
and then
Ion just said,
don't drag us into that mess. Look, Ion said, don't drag us into that mess. She's like...
No, but they try to make everything something else. They presented that as something else about Jesus and Marie Magdalene and the monarchy.
Listen to Ralph Ellis. He goes through this deep scholarship. He's pretty good at it and proves that Jesus was the king of Odessa in the first century A.D. And I asked Ion about that, and Ion just started laughing his head off. You know, but this is what scholarship will do. They can find out interesting patterns that have no bearing in reality.
Well, maybe one of the worlds.
Now Ion's laughing his head off. Now Ion is just screaming, laughing. It's the icon.
In the parallel world, it might be true.
Yes, that's true. In all worlds, every world is possible. So Ion does say that. It is real, or it is, but not true. It is, but not true. So all possibilities are in the different worlds.
Yes, because for me, one of the weird things that sort of prove that something is very different is like encountering Umberto.
Hey, I don't agree with that statement I just made. He goes, do.
Like, he was somebody I thought I would never see again, ever.
Right, Umberto.
Yes, really, every time they work together, it's like, I'm like thinking, this is so weird, because how did this happen? I'm still wondering.
Well, Ian talked about it. You have to go back and listen to what Ian said. We probably missed half of it. Or you can ask in a few hours Ian more about it. Get more precise.
No, he said he came from a plane. I don't know what.
Yeah, what was the plane?
From the Concorde.
The last Concorde. So it's not really Umberto. It's not the original Umberto.
Is Umberto? Wait, hold on. I just need to know. Is Umberto this Italian guy that?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Naples. Yeah, very good.
Legendary lover.
That is an incredible guy. He's very lucky. Very lucky man. From what I can see.
How do you know, Greg? How do you know? What are you basing that on, Greg? Why are you saying he's lucky?
You know, I think Ian is involved somehow with this, because it's like...
Well, he just said witchcraft.
Do you mean to say that Ion... Okay, I'm getting something here. Are you saying that Ion...
You mean to tell me...
Ion is channeling the flesh and blood Umberto.
Yes.
To
Rock.
To yes.
Well, he did it to me first.
Crafty. That is crafty. I wish I could do that.
Well, Greg, you're missing the important link. He did it through me. I told Roxy that she needs to get fucked. This is a year or two ago. Yeah. And 2 days later, I was talking to her, and she said, you know, you told me that. Well, a few hours later, I got fucked.
That was January 1918.
Yeah, January 18th. Thank you, Carolyn. Carolyn had to close the window on that one.
Close the window in what way?
No, but you know, the funny thing is, Ian was telling me that I should get some lovers and kill them. And actually,
that's right.
Umberto actually almost died.
When? Mute yourself, Greg. Who the fuck's making all that noise?
I'm not making
Somebody's
that noise.
Somebody's making a lot of noise.
I'm not making the noise.
Who said it's me?
It's me, it's Ada. I'm sorry, I didn't know I was on.
Okay, yeah. Mute yourself. I'll mute you.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, what? So when did he almost die?
No, I told you. He was having some pain, and I gave him some magnesium, but it was, like, too much or something. And he ended up in the hospital. And for, like, 2 weeks, he didn't want to see me because he was asking me, like, what did you give me that I thought
You should have followed Carolyn's instructions, man. You don't give him a glass of fucking Rebag. You could have killed him. Well, there you are trying to kill him. So that's what I was joking about. He knew you did that.
But shouldn't she just breathe on him and it'll be okay?
Well, yes, that was driving him crazy already. He's been crazy for a year because he doesn't know why this is happening. He feels something's happening to him and he doesn't know what it is. He says that to Roxy. So when did this happen? A month ago? 2 months ago?
No, at the beginning.
Yeah, and he didn't tell you that he was in the hospital.
Yes, he did. He told me.
While he was there?
No, after.
Yeah, after. He didn't tell you what was that. And Ian is saying, whatever you got, Roxy, use antibiotics. He might have caught the clap.
No, we have the colloidal silver.
Right. So Greg, you get it? Ion got me out of the blue for no reason. I said, you need to get fucked. And she got fucked within 24 hours with Umberto, this guy from her past. Oh, wait a minute. I'm correcting. Greg, you have the clap.
What?
Take colloidal silver.
Yeah.
Whatever you have.
Take
Kiko
Silver. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I missed that.
Okay, Greg, you got some more questions, Greg, to Roxy about this? Did you get it clarified? Okay, you get that. The channeling was a physical, theatrical, chemical body scenario that was, quote, channeled. Yes.
Yes, because I was like, very happy living like a nun.
Yeah.
The thing is that you were, this was a way for Ion to have sexual relations with
yes.
with Roxy.
Roxy felt. Now listen, Greg. You know, you say something like that. We got data about that already. The first couple of weeks that she was with Umberto, he kept saying Ione things, and Roxy was convinced that Ione was there in the room in some form through Umberto.
Yeah, he would say phrases.
And he knows nothing about when I call and interrupt their fucking, he leaves the room. He knows it's crazy Bob talking. He gets the hell out of the room.
Yeah, initially if we're on the phone, he also calls, like, something.
He knows when we're talking.
He feels something.
Yeah, he calls whenever we're talking.
He thinks of some frequency.
So what's your next crazy fantasy, Greg? Because it'll be validated.
The page 146.
Yes, what's on that?
Me, there, and then cease to be. Whatever for blossoms. Your hair, magic. Is no, you had one. If I am laughing with you, no, loving yes.
Oh.
I'm not so dying to take my rice out of you, adored. Not in the very least. True as God made my momo. I don't know how to say this. High placed.
Well, you're a bit low volume. Let me read it. I've got the page. Okay.
Yes, it's hard to read it. Because
already I can hear relevance. So it says there's a question from the previous page. I'll just see what that is. 145 at the bottom. Holy bug, how my highness would jump to make you flame your half abandon in two when I'd run my burning torchlight through. So there's sex talk. To adore... So run the torchlight through to adore me there and then cease to be. Whatever for, blossoms, your hair me jig if you had one. If I am laughing with you, that's a question. If I am laughing with you, no lovingest. I'm not so dying to take my rise out of you, adored. Not in the very least. True as God made my mama hip-length modesty coat mother, it's only because the reason is I'm only any girl. You lovely fellow of my dreams, and because old some booby is not a roundabout. Remember I was talking about roundabout?
That sounds like Bob some booby.
Yes, and because old some booby is not a roundabout, my trysting of the tulipies, like that puff paper. Bucking Dave ran a soiling us behind. What a nerve. He thinks that's what the vestry's for. How vain that hope in cleric's heart, who still pursues the adulterous art. Cocksure that rusty gown of his will make fair Sue forget his fizz or face. Tame schwips, blessed Marguerite bosses. I hope they threw away the mold, or else we'll have ball saucers and sour demaplers with their medical associations all over the place. But hold hard till I've got, But hold hard till I've got my latchkey vote, and I'll teach him when to wear what woman colors. On account of the gloss of the Gleason, Hassabubrabies is a bobel. And because, you pluckless lankalute, I hate the very thought of the thought of you, and because, now you went through that, I hate the very thought of the thought of you, and because, dearling, of course, adores, I was always meant for an engineer, from the French college. See, you were meant to marry someone from your French education to be my husband, nom de engine. When we do and contract with enchotential solver, when you are married to reading and writing, that's what you're married to, reading and writing, which please business now won't be long for he's so loopy on me, you know, Umberto went nuts on you, and I'm so leapy-like since the day he carried me from the boat, my savior of arrows, to the beach, and I left on his shoulder one fair hair to guide hand and mind to its softness. Ever so sorry. I beg your pardon. I was listening to every treasured word I said. No, I was listening to every treasured word I said fell from my dear Mo's tongue. Otherwise, how could I see what you were thinking of, our granny? Only I wondered if I threw out my shaving water. Anyway, here's my arm. Pull it, neck. Gracefully yours. Move your mouth towards mine. more, preciousest, more and more, to please me, treasure. Don't be a, I'm not going to, shh, nothing, a cree-cree or cry-cry somewhere, bye-bye, I'm fly, there's the Concord, I'm fly, here, Pippi, under the limes, you know big tree are all against gravestone, they hiss, hiss, tenancy. The word hesitancy is all through Finnegan's Wake, because the famous trial of the governor of Dublin screwed up in trial when he misspelled the word hesitancy. So there's this. So there's a reference to it. They hiss hesitancy, or they hiss hesitancy, garned on demand. So chip chirp cheer up, sigolo or gigolo, you know, for the love of Migo.
You see, that's a very different thing.
Yes, yeah. The little pastor, I go before you, so, and you're, then I go to the next page, and you're at my apron stage. He's always grabbing you from behind while you're cooking. We know that. There it is, my apron stage. We'll end with that. So, very good choice by Ion. And Ion writes, look at this. It's Issy talking, but he says, Ion says, Roxy is speaking about coitus. Greg announced that he got it, so that is the mentioned reference. So Greg got clap listening to Roxy talk about Umberto.
That was nice.
Yes, and Kyle says, Ion has hooked me up with a new 6'1" black woman that is a carbon copy of my old girlfriend, and she's 33 years old, and I'm 68. So he's happy. And then Ion goes, while I'm reading, he goes, hell yeah! Okay, let me play this second excerpt from Ion.
Yeah, so where is my French husband?
Yes.
With the Catherine Laloire.
Yeah, your actual husband. Wasn't he educated in French schools?
No.
Well, he was educated in German schools?
He was German, yeah.
Okay, he didn't have the French education. Okay. You did. So we ended the first excerpt with me saying it's Bob's in the – Trump is Bob in the White House. So I will mute everybody, and let's see what that means.
But I suppose it goes on to the next page because
– Yes.
There is some Italian words there.
Ah, there's the Naples there. Okay. All right, so here we go. This is the Roxy, be quiet. Don't move so we don't interrupt this. This is only 2.5 minutes. Okay, you said that Trump is Bob in the White House. What aspects of me are Trumpian?
When he gets up there and he makes CNN say pussy on the air, live on the air. And says, I like grabbing women by the pussy. I like pussy. And I'm a man. I like pussy. And I like to do things with pussy. And I put a Tic Tac in my mouth because sometimes I just want to kiss them. Sometimes I do. And still becomes president of the United States. He's the one that turns around and says I could shoot somebody in the face in Fifth Avenue and still be elected president of the United States and got away with it. Still. He's the one that says, I'm smarter than you, I'm bigger than you, I'm better than you, I know more than you, I've invented more than you, I talk to more people than you, I speak better than you, I know what I'm talking about, you're an idiot, you're an idiot, you're an idiot, you're an idiot, I'm not talking to you, you're cool, you're cool, you're cool, you're an idiot, get the fuck out of here, I don't want to talk to you anymore. And then you call them like you see them and you don't have any regard, and you hate their guts and spit in their face and says, now come on, can't we just be friends?
That's a pretty good description, Carol.
Pretty much. Screaming, hollering, yelling, hollering every step of the way, and don't give a shit about it all. He don't give a shit. He wants his deal. He wants his deal. He wants the country to be great. And people believe that because no one in their right mind, as we said, would vote for Donald J. Trump. They voted against everything else. See, he's an ascension. He is an ascension president. That's what he'll go down in history for. It's the one who ascended the American populace. We're the dragon, Bob. Don't you forget the mountain. Don't you forget the mountain. You be very right. Careful with what you, this sword you're swinging around here like you're a big old dick, like you know something. You be careful what you're doing. You don't know what you're dealing with here. Just saying.
Right.
It's on the recording.
Oh, okay.
Check your recording. Check that recording. You better save this one. You might want to say this one.
Okay, I got a question for you. What You say that you have said to me, I have no idea what you are. What's a new aspect of describing what you are you could add today?
The sum total of energy and power in this realm. The sum total
Bruce
of energy
said,
and power.
Right. Bruce Powell said to me, you're a tulpa, T-U-L-P-A. What's your response to that?
Sydney is a better lawyer.
He would understand that.
He would. Sidney Powell is a much better lawyer. Yes.
Sidney who? Oh, Sidney Powell?
Yes.
Wow. He named her his uncle or something.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So so I am muted so everybody could laugh.
Wow. Wow.
The mystery's been solved. Now we know how Trump is in the White House. He is hated for those things. The worst parts of me are in Trump. I am being, Carolyn, I'm the guy being hated when they hate Trump. And there was a good line in there, something about something I wanted to point out. Does Gene remember anything? No, nothing from Gene? Bert, do you remember anything that stood out?
He started off in saying that what was the proof that when he made CNN say pussy,
yeah.
Then you say, I speak better than you, I'm better than you, you are an idiot.
Yes, you're an idiot. You're an idiot. He's pointing out to people, you're an idiot. You're an idiot. You're cool, but you're an idiot. Get out of here. I don't want to talk to you anymore. But the there was another point there. They say that Trump yells and screams and is all upset about whatever's on CNN or whatever they're saying. And I am saying no. He didn't give a fuck about any of it. So he just acts out. As an actor, his rage, even though he doesn't care about any of it. And then he says, let's be friends. Phil says, did the DNC try and rig the vote for Hillary win? Ion? Yes. All the worst stuff you can think about Hillary is true, Phil.
Mm.
Hey, Bob.
Yes. Okay, Greg, what's the Canadian say?
Did, I don't know what made me think that. I guess it's related to Trump. Did you hear the latest from the DPRK about
no.
dealing with the United States?
No.
They said that they didn't, that they wouldn't have any further talks with the United States if Pompeo is involved.
Right.
They say they'd want someone who's more mature, and less reckless.
Right.
And the Chinese came out, the Chinese government came out the same week, and basically some guy in, I think it was South America, maybe it was in Chile, the Chinese ambassador to Chile, just said that Pompeo's out of his mind.
Okay, Ian said that... do not pay attention to the Chinese government. They're not in charge. The mountain's in charge. And the mountain's doing everything, including supporting us. So recently I had an update from Ian on assassination attempts. Some North Koreans rubbed poison on me, and they still couldn't kill me.
What?
Greg goes, what? That's right. They betrayed me. I took your advice, Greg. I thought they were nice guys. You gave a good word for the North Koreans, so I hung out with them, and they tried to kill me. They were assigned to kill me, but it didn't work.
This is you, or is that Ion saying?
Yeah, me, Greg.
You? Oh,
yes.
Okay,
you relax, you allow. Okay, Greg, you just relax and allow.
But what you're referring to there in your own comedic way is you're referring to that the supposed murder of Kim Jong-nam.
Yeah.
In the airport.
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you that Did you hear about these Koreans and Mexicans? They're all of Korean descent, I guess. Invading the embassy, the DPRK embassy in Spain, I think.
And the other day?
This was within the last 3 weeks. They tied everybody up and stole all the computers and then provided information to the FBI. Did you hear about that?
I heard something, but I don't know the details.
Yeah, they admitted that they'd provided information to the FBI, and the American government says, "Oh, we didn't have anything to do with that." But anyway, when they were explaining all this, I started thinking of the Kim Jong Nam thing, and evidently it's an organized group of people. I guess they're run by the United States. Who knows? And I thought they probably did the Kim Jong Nam thing.
They did the Dobbs thing.
Yeah, they did. They did that to you. The people you thought were Koreans. You thought that they were DPRK Koreans. They weren't. They were these amalgam group of Koreans from around the world that are trying to put the DPRK into disfavor.
Well, okay, Ian just said they were North Koreans.
How would he know?
I don't know. What? How would Ion know? Did you just ask how would Ion know?
How would Ion know?
He's a non-physical.
He is non-physical.
He thinks
he's non-physical. He's not a person, Greg.
He thinks my late everywhere. Wife has got a taste for Earl Grey tea with lemon in it. I can't argue with him about that.
We're not arguing with Ion. We're just getting updated.
Just because your wife didn't have her crazy in physical world doesn't mean that your late wife would have switched to Earl Grey tea in the non-physical world with lemon, because you see that's why she's trying not to be sad anymore. She's realized that if she had Earl Grey tea with lemon, then that wouldn't make her be so sad.
The cartoonist is coming out of Greg. Now we get what Greg, he said time to regather his composure, and now he's on the attack. He's satirizing Ion. But you heard at the end, I asked Ion to tell us more about what they are, because Ion says, I have no idea what they are. And they describe that they are the sum total of all energy and power on the planet, the sum total of it all.
Yeah, wow.
Ion hasn't been typing, so maybe they've finally left, taken a break. They'll be back in a few hours, though.
Hey, Bob, at 11:36, they confirmed that Pi has been revised to the 3.1415 at 11:36.
Yeah. Yes, I saw that. Well, they just stated the number. They didn't mention any scientists.
No, they're saying that what they said was the new pie. What they said, 11:36.
Yes, they gave the number. Yeah, I saw it earlier. It's easy. It's 3.1415.
Yes.
Something like that. But you're saying they confirmed the scientists that...
No, they confirmed what the scientists... I think they posted that when Gene and I were talking, and I said, well, Ion, there may be something to question, because Ion said only 3.1415, and before they said 3.1415925.
Yes.
And then maybe that's they posted that.
Okay.
So that's changed.
You could ask. You want to get the details.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of these postings, they just put the word squidbillies in. That's... Maybe that's what when I was saying. Ion mentioned that. Well, I asked Ion, we're doing some classes on some text of something. Maybe that's when they posted squidbillies. They would like to analyze squidbillies.